أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفمن وعدناه وعدا حسنا فهو لاقيه كمن متعناه متاع الحياة الدنيا ثم هو يوم القيامة من المحضرين. ويوم يناديهم فيقول أين شركائي الذين كنتم تزعمون. قال الذين حق عليهم القول ربنا هؤلاء الذين أغوينا أغويناهم كما غوينا تبرأنا إليك ما كانوا إيانا يعبدون. وقيل ادعوا شركاءكم فدعوهم فلم يستجيبوا لهم ورأوا العذاب لو أنهم كانوا يهتدون. ويوم يناديهم فيقول ماذا أجبتم المرسلين. فعميت عليهم الأنباء يومئذ فهم لا يتساءلون. فأما من تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا فعسى أن يكون من المفلحين. وربك يخلق ما يشاء ويختار ما كان لهم الخيرة سبحان الله وتعالى عما يشركون. Can both these people be alike? One to whom we have made a good promise and then he is going to reach its fulfillment, and the other to whom we have given the good things of this life, then on the day of Qiyamah he will be brought up for punishment. So can both these people be the same? The day he will call out to them and he will ask them, where are my partners that you used to believe? Then those against whom the word of Allah Ta'ala will be proven, against whom the sentence will be proved, Allah Ta'ala's sentence will be passed against these people, they will say, our Rabb, these are the ones who we had misled, and we had misled them as we were ourselves misled, and we free ourselves against any responsibility, and it wasn't us that they worshipped. And it will be said, call on your gods for help. Then they will call them and they will not listen to them, and they will see the punishment with their own eyes. And they will only wish then had they only received guidance. The sentence of Allah Ta'ala will be passed for the disbelievers, those that have been unfaithful to Allah Ta'ala, and those that were the leaders of the unfaithful, they will cry out to Allah Ta'ala that we had misled them as we were misled ourselves. In other words, they'll be alluding that we are not responsible entirely for them being misled, because just as we were inviting towards evil, then parallel to our effort was the effort of the Anbiya. They were inviting people towards the good. Of their own choice, they left out the invitation of the Anbiya, ignored it totally, and came on our end. So they wanted evil, therefore they came on our end. It wasn't that we had pulled them and pushed them towards the evil, rather they preferred the evil of their own choice. وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ And the day he will call out to them and he will say, then what? How did you answer my Rasuls? Then all the information will be blocked off on that day, and they will not be able to ask each other for any assistance and help. Those who repented, believed and did righteous works, then they it is hoped, it is likely that they will prosper. And your Rabb creates what, your Rabb creates and chooses as He pleases. And they have no choice in the matter. And glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is high above the things that they join up to Him. In the creation of Allah ta'ala, it is Allah ta'ala's administration that works. He creates and He arranges the entire administration. The administration of the sun, the moon, the day and the night, the alternating of the winds, and the various creation that we see, then these are all the doing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone is born in a certain tribe, in a certain family, in a certain land, in a certain color, in a certain race. So this is the doing of Allah ta'ala Himself. And He chooses also that this person should be handsome, this person should be ugly, this person should be fair in complexion, he should be dark in complexion. And this person will be leading everybody in righteousness and virtue, and this person will not be in the front. So all these things are the choice of Allah Ta'ala and the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Like He's made the heavens, and the seventh heaven is superior to the rest of the heavens. And then He has created Malaika, and Jibreel alayhi salam is superior to over all the other Malaika. Thereafter, Mikael, Israel, Israfil alayhi salam. And then He has made the galaxy of the Anbiya alayhi salam. And then He has made Rasul-e-Pasam as the head of all the Anbiya alayhi salam. Then He has made the world and made Makkah Mukarrama, and then the Kaaba Sharif, the center of entire universe, and the best spot of the entire earth. So this is the doing and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَ. They have no choice in the matter. When this whole administration and the creation is entirely in the hand and the control of Allah ta'ala, then what are we required to do? Then our requirement is two things. One is, we be pleased with our lot. Whatever Allah ta'ala has decreed for us, we be pleased. Whether wealth, whether race, whether color, whether health, children, etc. Whatever our lot is, then we are pleased with the decree of Allah ta'ala. Consider it and believe it to be the decision of Allah ta'ala. And don't boast over what you have got. If you have got a little bit more wealth, or more favors and advantages, then it is not a thing to be bloating and gloating about. Rather, consider it to be the decision and the favor of Allah Ta'ala entirely. Number one. Number two is this, then there are areas that Allah Ta'ala has encouraged us to strive. So in the areas that He has asked us to strive and to go forward and to excel, in these areas we excel, we will exceed, and we will try and go forward. So this is what is required for us in this entire administration. Glory be to Him, and He is high above the things that they join up to Him. And your Rabb knows all that the hearts conceal and reveal. And He is Allah, there is no God besides Him. To Him be praise in the beginning and the end. And it is His decision, and to Him will you all be brought back.